Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Currently, the night skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are clear, with a gentle breeze cooling the streets. It's a warm night across the country, making it pleasant for those still out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from the Jerusalem Post 3 hours ago examines the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The ceasefire, which started on April 17, appears to be unraveling. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that Germany has reaffirmed its support for Israel during a visit by Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar. Chancellor Friedrich Merz drew a firm line against the nuclear Iran. Also this hour, Walla reports that an Israeli hiker, Tavul Shabtai, was found dead in Japan. She had been missing since Friday and was last seen on a hiking trail in a nature reserve. Separately, The Forward, an hour ago, highlights a new book that argues for the importance of liberal Zionists. It suggests that American Jews are watching from afar as Israelis navigate their complex realities. And finally, I-24 News reports that Israel will transfer jet fuel to Germany amid the ongoing Hormuz crisis. The decision follows discussions between Energy Minister Cohen and Foreign Minister Sa'ar. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel, posting just minutes ago, announced that a Palestinian photographer has won a Pulitzer for capturing the devastation and starvation in Gaza. Al Arabiya English, earlier today, reported that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced the end of offensive operations against Iran, shifting to Project Freedom to aid vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. IL Red Alert, posting earlier today, shared that the German Chancellor is prepared to deploy a force to ensure freedom of maritime passage, pending certain conditions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports that the fragile ceasefire with Hezbollah is facing significant challenges. The conflict has intensified, with IDF forces remaining on high alert. The breakdown of the ceasefire could have severe implications for regional stability and civilian safety. Turning to diplomatic relations, Germany's strong support for Israel was reaffirmed during Gideon Sa'ar's visit. Ynet details discussions on Iran, Gaza and Lebanon, emphasizing Germany's stance against a nuclear Iran. This visit underscores growing European-Israeli cooperation on security matters. Meanwhile, the tragic death of Israeli hiker Tavul Shabtai in Japan is a sobering reminder of the risks involved in solo hiking. Walla reports she went missing in a remote area, highlighting the importance of safety precautions for travelers abroad. Separately, The Forward discusses the critical role of liberal Zionists, emphasizing their influence and the challenges they face. This narrative is particularly relevant as debates over Israel's future continue to intensify. And finally, the decision to supply Germany with jet fuel, reported by I-24 News, comes as tensions in the Strait of Hormuz affect global energy supplies. This move reflects strategic, diplomatic, and economic ties between Israel and Germany. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Netanel Lindner, a co-founder of Kedma and Technion professor, discussed the challenge of noise in quantum computers at a startup event in Tel Aviv. Separately, Globes reveals that Lumi Partners has invested $200 million in Landora, a group that includes the Japanica restaurant chain. This investment highlights the ongoing growth in Israel's food industry. And finally, Ynet Business shares the story of Goom, a gummy supplement startup founded by two paratrooper friends. Their success story reflects the entrepreneurial spirit thriving in Israel, even under challenging conditions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.